Okay, our verse for the week of 2023-12-04 is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, none of us are perfect, no matter what we think. However, as true Christians, this should be our desire. Speaking for myself, there are times when I fail to do what God has commanded me to do, or I do what God has commanded me not to do. Even the Apostle Paul struggled with this. And if we are honest, we all do. The verb prior to our focus verse says, quote, "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us." 1 John 1:8. Notice his wording. If we say we have no sin. This is in the present tense. Paul was clear in his letter to the church in Rome that no one can say they have no sin, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. What John is saying is, as Christians, we are to walk with God and devote ourselves totally to Him. We are to live a life that honors Christ. That is a perfect life. However, in our fleshly weakness, we often do things we know are wrong. Paul put it like this regarding his own struggle, quote, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want." Romans 7:18-19. Paul understood that he was far from perfect. He knew that he did not always live in a way that honored God. In fact, he states that no one does. Quote, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned." Romans 5:12. And to say that we have no sin puts us in a dangerous place, because God's grace and mercy is extended to sinners, not to those who see these as mistakes or who say, "I'm only human." We need to realize the victory and forgiveness that comes from praying, quote, "I am a sinner, even a great sinner, but I have a Savior who cleanses me from all sin." And this is laid out in our focus verse, quote, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. Though sin is present, it need not remain a hindrance to our relationship with God. We will find cleansing from all unrighteousness as we confess our sins. And by confessing our sins, we are willing to say and believe the same thing about our sin that God says about it. The one who confesses his sin is the one who agrees with God about how bad he was. And if we deny the presence of sin, we are deceiving ourselves and are denying God's word. Quote, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." 1 John 1:10. And though sin is always present, so is its remedy. So sin need never be a hindrance to our relationship with God. We need to confess our sins to God, and this confession should be with the idea of knowing what we did was sin, hating having done it, and desiring never to do it again, but wanting to honor God in everything. In this, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.